Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Ashena Bas Yehoshua Falak. Okay, so yesterday we began the Sugya of Kchal. So just to review certain points that we mentioned yesterday, that we started off by saying that the whole Sugya of Kchal is based on the Gemara and Chulin and Kuf Yud Gimel, where the Torah says, Lo Savashal Gedi Bachalevi Mo, and the Gemara says, Bachalevi Mo, Velo Bachalev Shchuta. That the milk that the Torah is forbidding, together with meat, is Chalevi Mo, meaning a live animal that you took the milk out while the animal was alive. But if the milk was removed from the animal after the animal was shechted, that's called Chalav Shchuta, it was already shechted, and that milk is only milk midrabanan. That milk is only milk midrabanan, so midaraisa, it is totally permissible. In other words, so midaraisa, you could have meat with milk if the milk was Chalav Shchuta. And it's only a din derabanan that we treat that milk as milk as well. Then we mentioned that there's a machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, as to when does this din derabanan set in. So Rashi's opinion was that only when the milk comes out of the udder. In other words, even though the milk is nisid derabanan now, because it's chol of shchuta, but even the derabanan only sets in when the what we call the milk is perish. When the milk leaves the udder, then it becomes milk midrabanan. So therefore, if you would go ahead and take the udder and cook it in a kedera, you would cook it in a kedera, so then the milk would come out. But then once it's in a kedera, it's in a defined area. So then the milk is what? Is going to come back into the, you know, because now the pouch... The udder is being cooked with the milk, and now it's going to aser. It'll have an issur d'rabbanan of basar b'chalav. If you would roast it over a spit, so you'd have a spit and you'd roast it over the fire, and then the milk would just come out. So then it would just drop to the ground. So it wouldn't go back in. Then you wouldn't have the problem, because the milk in a chanami is coming out, has a din of milk, but it's not going to go back into the meat, because now it's just in an open area, and it's over the fire, and the milk will just ooze out and fall down to the ground. That is the opinion of Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam has a different opinion. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that the concept of the Issur d'Rabbanan of Kchal only applies if the udder is in a pot, say, and in that pot is another piece of meat, that not Kchal meat, but regular meat. So then, when you cook the meat, the Kchal, in a pot, and in the pot there's another piece of meat, and now that when the milk goes in, and so to speak, contaminates that piece of meat, that's when there's a din derabanan. That's one, because Chazal were afraid that if Kchal is really mutter, which it is, midaraisa, people are going to make a mistake, and they're going to come to be makel in real basar b'cholav. So he says, when are they going to come to be makel in real basar b'cholav? That's only if it's something that's similar to basar b'cholav. So what's similar to basar b'cholav? If you have a piece of meat that's totally meat, it doesn't have any taste other than meat, and now it's being contaminated, so to speak, with the milk. So then, that's what real basar b'cholav is. So then, the din derabanan of asering the kachal is also going to be in that case, only in that case. But if you would only, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have one piece of meat, just the kachal, just the pouch, with the milk in the pot, and you cook it, so then it's going to come out, it's going to go back in, but it's not going to have any isser. Because Rabbeinu Tam is not like Rashi. Rashi's sheet is, once it comes out, it's cholav now, midrabanim, and then it goes back in, it's going to aser. But Rabbeinu Tam's shita is no. The udder itself doesn't get an iser drabanim. Why doesn't it get an iser drabanim? Because the maisa, it has a taste of meat. The udder itself, even before you cook it, has a taste of meat and milk from beforehand, because it's been in the pouch so long. So when you would eat the meat, even right away, it would be a milky piece of meat. So memela, it would be usher. So therefore, the chacham didn't make a special iser over there. They only made an iser if there's another piece of meat there. So once there's another piece of meat, thank you. Once there's another piece of meat there, so then the iser drabanan will set in. Now, when we discuss this machlokas, the Mishnah says, but there's a way of avoiding this. In other words, to each rishon there's going to be a problem, but to each rishon there's a way of dealing with the problem, preempting the problem. Namely, if you'll make an incision before you put it in the pot, you'll make an incision in the kechal, shasi ve'erev, v'tochu b'kosel. But you'll take the kechal, you'll crisscross, make a double incision there, vertically and horizontally, like a cross, mahavdil. And then you will take it, you'll take the kechal, and you'll beat it against the wall. So then you will rid yourself of the milk inside, and then there won't be any problem. Whatever the problem is, according to Rashi, the problem is once it comes out, even with one piece of meat. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the problem is dafka with two pieces of meat, etc. And that is the way. Yeah. So,
Rabbi, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is the same thing apply if you cook it with a lot of different udders? Or is it only the udder itself?
In other words, if you cook the udder with a piece of regular meat, and then the milk of the udder comes out into that other new piece of meat, then there's going to be a problem.
But you can cook it with a lot of other udders.
With other udders,
not just itself.
Probably not. Only if you cook it with an. That's what I would think. It's a good question. But I think the whole idea is that it has to be dumya debasa b'cholov, and dumya debasa b'cholov is when you have a plain piece of meat. That's what I would think, Pshat and Rabbeinu Thomas. So, well, now.
Maybe in Rabbeinu Thomas, Sli also is fine?
Right, Sli is also fine. Because again, Sli is you take the udder, you put it over the fire, and the milk comes out, and it's not contaminating anything. According to Rashi, it can contaminate itself, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, it contaminates another piece of meat. But if it's just Sli, then it won't be a problem. And that is the Okay.
Is the udder viewed as a non-piece of meat in and of itself, or is it a piece of meat?
The udder is a piece of meat. But according to whose shita are we talking?
Either shita.
No. So like this. According to Shita's Rashi, once the milk comes out, so now it's milk midrabanan, and then if it's contained in one pot, it's going to then go back into the, and it's going to ask
the udder. Because the udder is meat.
The udder is meat, exactly.
So coming back to the gentleman's question, if you have two udders cooking together, right?
Right.
The milk comes out from one of the udders. This is according to Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And it impacts on the outside of the udder, which is meat. It should aser that udder.
No, so one second. So according to Shita's Rashi, for sure, it's going to aser because...
Yeah,
right, but now let's talk about Rabbeinu Tam. See, Rabbeinu Tam's shita is if you would have one udder in the pot. That's it, just one. Just the udder itself with the milk.
No problem.
There'd be no problem. Because even though what? The milk is going to come out, and then it's going to go back in. But they never acid by the because it's already a milky taste from before. They only acid dumya de basa b'cholov, which is two things. Milk is the milk, the meat is the meat, and now you're contaminating the meat for the first time. But I would think that if you have two udders, just like the one udder doesn't become usher by the milk that comes out, because the one udder is already a milky taste to it, so to a second udder, l'chora I would think would also wouldn't usher it, because it's the same concept of that it's already...
You wouldn't say it's inherent to its own milk, and its own taste caused by the milk and that interaction, whereas a separate udder might have a different impact.
Right, you're right. In other words, the question is I don't recall if I ever saw Beferish anyone talking about this question. This is the first time that it was raised here, so I'm very happy for Sadi Spitzer's question. You could say maybe, but in other words, the main point is that it's going into, let's take a look in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam, and maybe that could, let's see the Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, let's see the Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam here. It's on page 3 here in the packet. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish to Hadid Kriyas Shem Chosel Gdeir Hainu Gdeir Im Basar Gdeir Mashm Im Basar Gdeir Gdeir Below Basar Tzli Shari. He says Rabbeinu Tam HaCholov Nichnas Mi Basar Mishtana Tam HaBasar The Shtanat Tam HaBasar. So that would be mashma that it would be a regular piece of meat.
Right.
So that's what I would think. But I like the question. But I think that would be it. Okay. So let's take a look now. We were ending the shiur with the tour. Okay, on page 16.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we said on page 16 that the tour said. Now. And then we said the way to rectify the situation is if you cut it up shesi ve'erev and you talk b'kosel, so then it's rectified according to Rashi within his shita and according to Rabbeinu Tam in his shita. So right, but says the tour ukvar nagu shelo levash lo klal. Im abasar, hafilu b'kriya shesi ve'er v'ticha b'kosel. Hafilu mevashlo b'kdeira levado matzrich kriya v'ticha v'shoteh agedeira miyuchedis l'kach. So he says the minig is that not to rely, even if you're going to, in other words, never to cook a kachal with another piece of meat, even if you will do the proper preparatory stages of kriya shasi ve'erev and tach b'kosel, the minig is not to permit that, not to do that. Afil mevashlo b'kdeira levado matzuch kriya v'ticha v'chedes l'kach. So but even if you're doing it in the g'deira alone, you need to do kriya ticha, but kvar nogu shalol levashlo kal yabasim. So the question is, why is that so? Lechora, that should be okay. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that's okay. That should be okay. That's the case in the Gemara, and then the Mishnah says that the way to rectify that is to do the Kriya Shasi Ve'erev and Tach B'Kosel. So at the end of the shiur, we were holding in the on page 25 in the Rabbeinu Peretz. So if you look at the Rabbeinu Peretz, there, as we said yesterday, the Rabbeinu Peretz is the footnotes on the smak. Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, the Rimi Kurvil, one of the Rishon. There were two, sorry, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol and Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. And both from the Rishonim. And in the bottom of the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan is the Rabbeinu Peretz. And the Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz, and that's often known as the Hagos HaSmak, because that's the Hagos on the Smak. So he writes like this. V'nei nogu ha'olam shalol v'ashal chachal im ba'bosar klal, afilo de kriya shasi v'erev v'tocha b'kosel, v'tzorach iyan ala minug. So what's the pshat? T'lchor mutar hu, l'chol ha'perushim, ali de kriya v'ticha. In other words, once you do kriya v'ticha, you make the incisions, and you smack it against the wall, so it's okay. Every shita that has a problem, this is the way to rectify it. Umiyu kimeduma sheshamati mimbori Rabbi Yechiel. Sheyesh lismoch minog haolam leperish Rashi. He says maybe the pshat in the minog haolam is the following perish Rashi. Sheperish the kudera shehiskir haTalmud gabi kechal. Bekriya shesi v'erev tocha b'kosel, haynu l'kedera below basar. You see, if you learn like Rashi's pshat, so that means that the case in the Gemara is talking about what? One piece of meat in the kedera, right? Only the udder, no other basar. Hilka, and the way to rectify, and that'll be asar if you cook it, it'll come out and go back in. So how do you rectify it? The way to rectify it is to make the incision before you cook it and take and tach bekosel. Filchach vizel abatzinu shum heter im basar b'shum inyan. So he says like this, that maybe if you hold like Shita's Rashi, then the whole that's what the sugi is talking about. The sugi is not referring to what? To utter with another piece of meat. So maybe Rashi would learn, this is maybe Rashi would learn that if there's the scenario of Rabbeinu Tam, there would be no way out. In other words, if the sugi is talking about Rashi, so Rashi's learning this is the way out for Rashi's problem. But who says that the Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam's problem of another piece of meat would ever be rectified, because maybe by another piece of meat, which is a greater chashash, because another piece of meat would basically, Rashi would view Rabbeinu Tam, that another piece of meat is certainly usher, but maybe it's so usher, because it's so similar to basar b'cholov, that Chazal never gave any heter to that. Because that's the real case that's similar to basar b'cholov. Maybe Rashi would learn that the reason why they gave a heter just to, you know, because maybe not everything gets out or something like that, but the reason why they gave the heter of kriya, tach b'kosel, is only Rashi's would learn. That is only in his scenario. And that's how he learns the Gemara. So the iser in the Gemara is in his scenario, and the heter of the Gemara is in his scenario of the one piece of meat. But if we would have the scenario of the other scenario, Rashi would say, then maybe the heter, the Chazal asked even in such a case. Perhaps the Rabbeinu Peretz is saying that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Choshesh V'Shitas Rashi, that the Gemara was only talking about the one piece of meat, and hence in that one piece of meat,
it's the Rabbanon.
Yeah, it's all the Rabbanon. That one piece of meat is where you have the kula, but another piece of meat there would be, and when Rashi would say to Rabbeinu Tam's scenario, it certainly would answer, but there's not even a heter of kriya v'tach b'kosel, and that's how he wants to perhaps understand. He says v'hilkach l'fiza lo matzinu shum heter im basar b'shum inyan. V'gam ha'yomer ki haytam enogu shelo levash lo b'kdeira klal afilu below basar fisher sofo levash el basar b'kdeira v'havi kamo kchal im basar. V'havi kamo kchal im v'hayomer ki shekvar ha'yunogim lios lahem k'deira miyuchedes l'kchal levado. Miu ainless machashava zesh emigilim kal kolkach at the hilkach ekel a mechash dum osil miti lavash al chacha bosab osik deira. In other words, he's saying that the minig is that of the tour is not only that you should never put a you should never cook chal with other meat. That's number one. And also, you should never have the other boss at all. And then he has another minute. If you look back in the tour, that was the first minute. There was another minute here. He says, he says that you should have a one pot that you only use for chal, because we're afraid if you use other things in that pot, so really? Then that would be like putting busa together with chal in the pot, which the minhag is not to allow. So he says, "Kait nogu shelo levashlo b'kedera klal afilu below busar kafisha sofa levashel busar b'kedera favi kmo chal in busar." In other words, if you want to cook chal, you shouldn't do it in a kedera, because then you maybe will come to put another piece of meat in that kedera, and that'll be a problem. And he says people had a minhag only if they had their fleishik pots, their milchik pots, and their chal pots, because they should, right? Because we don't want anything else to be put in a pot that chal, because then that would be like cooking chal with another piece of meat. Miu ein lismach achshav al zeh she'en yigilim chal kol kach ato hilkach yichol mechad shedom osu l'mitol v'ashol. But today we don't even do that, because you see, if it was common to cook chal, so then they would have a separate pot for chal, and everyone would know in the house that this is the chal pot. You should only cook chal in this pot. But today we don't cook chal so much. So if we don't cook chal so much, so then you're going to forget that this is the chal pot. So therefore the minhag is never cook chal in a pot b'chlal. Maybe just roast it, etc., but never put it in a chal at all. And then he says, now, could you use the you could use this the same knife that you used to cut the chal and another piece of meat? He says yes. It's archian. Ma'ishnom yikedera below basar shechmir shalovashel basar acharav. Right? Maybe just like we said that you shouldn't use the same pot for chal that used chal in something else, maybe you shouldn't use the same knife. V'tzarchi and ma'ishna b'gedera below basar shechmiru shelo vashel basar acharav v'shem ma'shechmiru b'gedera ein zeh mishum basar d'acharei chen ha'gzera dilma osi levashel basar im ha'chal b'yachad. In other words, maybe the gzera was not that you're going to use a piece of meat afterwards, that you're going to use a piece of meat at the same time. In other words, we are afraid that if you're going to cook it in kedera, maybe you'll go ahead and And what? And then you'll, by mistake, put other meat in the kedera at the same time, and then that could be a problem, as we just mentioned. But that's not shaykh besakin, because by sakin, you know, there's no chashash that you're going to cut at the same time. The sakin is always zechar zeh. So therefore, he's making of that. But that's the minug of the tour, and that's how the smak, the hagosa smak, understood this this minug. So let's take a look now. We're going to take a look now in the Shulchan Aruch. On page 17. Rav Shecht always said that when Rav Soloveitchik taught Yerodeh, he always skipped Kachal. He always skipped Kachal. But I like to do Kachal. So someone wrote a whole sefer on the halachas of Kachal. But, you know, it's not something we... But it has important yesodos, even though it's not something that is really going to come up in our lives so much. But... Simon Tzadik, Dine Kachal, on page 17. HaKachal, Perish Hadad Shal HaBehema, the other, also Midivrei Sofrim, page 17. Also Midivrei Sofrim. She'ein Basar, She'nezbah Shal B'chol of Shchuta, also Min HaTorah, because it's Basar Shchuta. L'fichach, Im Koro U'mir Kachal of Shabo Mutu L'Tzloso L'Ochlo. So if you would take it out, take the milk out, you could roast it. Right, and that's really, you know, to make it lechatchila, because we said that could be that by tzli it's not a problem anyway, but certainly if you make the incision and the milk comes out, then it's certainly a lechatchila by tzli. Right, but you don't have to. In other words, but by tzli you don't really need it, so it's just a chumrah. So you see, he doesn't even say karoshasi ve'erev. You just make a little cut, and you let the milk go out, because by tzli it's not a problem. Because tzli it's gonna when you roast it, it's just gonna come out and drop to the ground. So you're not worried about that. But still, lechatchila we do some little minor thing. It's not even kara shasi ve'erev. It's not even tach b'kosel. It's karo umira kachol of shabbat. But when it comes to bishul, in karo shasi ve'erev tachu b'kosel. But if you don't, ben shel ktana shelo hinika ben shel gedola also levashlo. Vim over bishlo b'fnei atzmo muter lochlo. So this is clearly what the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, right? Because he says. Im over bishlo b'fnei atzmo, muter lochlo, right? Because it's b'fnei atzmo, they didn't make an iser. According to Rashi, it would be also. So Pashas is, he's paskening like the Rashi, like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam, muter lochlo. Now, what if he bishlo in boser acher? So we said it's also. But the one thing we didn't discuss yet, that we're going to discuss soon, is that even if you mevashel it with other meat, it still could be batal. So if you have a kachal, and then it was cooked in other pieces of meat, and the other pieces of meat are shishim, keneged the milk, then it'll be mutter also, midin bittel. So there's the only time that we're saying, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's going to be a problem is if there was no bittel. If there's bittel, then there's regular din of bittel. Just like if you have milk that falls into the cholent pot, fleshik cholent pot, and a little milk falls in, it's going to be bittel peshishim.
But Rabbi, isn't this bittel ishul hachatchila?
What?
Isn't this a shayla of bittel ishul hachatchila?
Right, so you don't do it lachatchila.
But it just happens by accident.
Yeah.
Rabbi, why is he ignoring the tour? The Mechaber?
Well, let's do the whole Mechaber. We didn't finish the Mechaber yet. Let's just finish it off. V'im bishlo in basar acher, misharin oso, Bishishim. Now, I'm not ready to explain to you the whole, because I want you to see the Rishonim first. Now look on Sif Beis on page 19. Nogu shalo levashlo im boser klal. You see? Ulevashlo below boser betigan of pashtin matrichim career shesi ve'er v'tichim bekosel. So that minug is brought here in Shulchan Aruch on Siv Beis. Nogu shalo levashlo im boser klal. You see, and you look in the Ber HaGolah on Tess, the Os Tess in the Ber HaGolah on the side of the page, on page 19, on the right, Tur B'Shem Smak.
Thank you.
Right? That's the Tur B'Shem Smak that we just see. But it's always good to learn. You see, a lot of people, when they learn Yoredeya, the Shulchan Aruch is the first thing they go to. So that if you really want to enjoy Yoredeya, the Shulchan Aruch is the last stop on the train. Because you see the Gemaras, you see the Rishonim, you see the Poskim, and then you can appreciate how the Shulchan Aruch compacts it into one concise unit. But if you start with the Shulchan Aruch, then you're not going to enjoy it, because then you don't know the whole background. And that's why so many people don't enjoy Yoredeya, because basically what they do is they just take the Shulchan Aruch, and we start with the Shulchan Aruch, and they end with the Shulchan Aruch. And that's a recipe for not enjoying Yoredeya. If you do it, Rav David Lifshitz always used to say, first you have to learn Chulin with the Rashba and the Torah Habayis, and then you go to the Shulchan Aruch. Not to start with the Shulchan Aruch. But a lot of times people are just rushed to get smicha, so they just do the Shulchan Aruch, and then it'll be like Chinese, because you're not going to really understand it well, and anything that you don't understand, you won't enjoy. That's the yisod in life. If you don't understand, you don't start from the beginning and go step by step by step. This way, you'll understand it, then you'll enjoy it. If you won't, it won't be enjoyable, because if there's no proper havana, there's not going to be you're not going to enjoy it. Okay, so that's the so now we understand the different shitas with the minhag. And okay, so now let's go back to the concept of bittul. The concept of bittul, we have to do that. And then we have to do another thing. Okay, so let's see. So let's take a look. Take a look on page 8.
Page 8 and 9
we're going to look at now. So we started, we saw the Rambam was saying, like Rabbeinu Tam, that Bishlo b'fnei atzmo mutar lachlo. And then he says, in Bishlo in Bosar Acher. So then we said it's a problem. But then we say, Misharin oso b'shishim. So then, in other words, we have, then, in other words, it's a problem, according to Rabbeinu Tam. But, so, to avoid the problem, we said, well, Chris, you know, make the incisions, tach b'kosel and that. Even though there's a minig not even to do that, that's a minig, a later minig, okay? But let's now go back to the original halacha without this minig. And the minhag was that you could do it. You could, and then it'll be mutter. But even if you didn't do it, if you cooked the the udder, you happen to put the udder in with in a big pot with other meat. So now, lechatchila, as Rabbi Chazon Hess just said, that lechatchila ain't mevatla nisa lechatchila. We know that you're never supposed to take a dover heter, and put it in heter, right? Ain't mevatla nisa lechatchila. Bittel is only if it happened. Now what? But you can't orchestrate a lechatchila to do so. Ein mevatla nisa lechatchila. But if it happened, it fell in, then there's a din bittel. So if the kachal falls into a pot, you have a pot that's cooking on the fire, a lot of meat in the pot, and now the kachal fell in the same pot, and now it's all cooking, the kachal together with the other meat. So then, the halacha is that it's going to be, if there's enough meat in the pot, that'll be batel, it'll be batel b'shishim. Now, how do you count bittel b'shishim? So the Rambam says that really you only need 59. You only need 59 units connected to the kachal. Why? Because the kachal itself counts as one unit. The kachal is meat. So meat is mutter. Now the milk is what's going to cause it to be problematic. But so we have to, our goal is to have shishim keneged the cholov, right? Because the cholov is going to come out and become usser. So what you do is, if you have a scenario that you have 59 units of regular meat, and the kachal itself, the meat part of the kachal, is another unit, so then you have 60 times meat, then the milk, and then it's going to be batel. That's called the Kachal Atzmo min haminyan.
We won't say Chanan because it's only Nisha Derabanan.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Let's. Now, right, we've discussed in the past that there could be the Rambam Shita is that Vayisi Surah Derabanan, you only need 59. But the simple pshat is what the Rashba says. That the chal is basar, and therefore it combines with the other basar. So Mamela, so he says, Ketzad Yud Gimel im haya hakol im akchal kemo shishim bekchal hakchal osur vashar mutter. So he says like this, that, so wait, before we see that, let me just show you the Rashba so you could understand it better, and then we'll see the rest. Let's see the Rashba. What page you find the Rashba for me, Harav Katan? Rashba is here. The Rashba is on page 13. It starts on page 12. Let's see if we can find it. Here, on page 14. You see, there are two parts to the Rashba. There's the Torah HaBayis in the middle. That's the main part. And then he wrote the Bayis HaKotzer, which is like an abridged version. This is all written by the Rashba. Right? We've done Torah HaBayis in the past. We did the, so take a look here. Avar Ubisha on page 14, where the arrow is. Avar Ubisha Masharna Sobitisha Bechamishim. Who? Flo Kirbo Neshi Isur Medivrem Shi Isur Sofim Gam Hem Tzrichim Shishim. In other words, you need Shishim. Right? But the idea is, Elakachal Ba'atzma Roy Lachashvo Miminyan Hashishim Im Neshihu Atzma Basarhu. Because the kachal itself is meat. So the kachal itself is really a davar mutter. It's just that when you're going to cook it, it's going to become asur. But if the kachal itself has allies, 59 units of other meat together with the kachal, now you have shishim. So now when it cooks, the milk is one unit. The milk is considered the same amount of whatever the pouch is. So there's one unit of milk. The pouch itself is one unit, so it's one against one. And now you put 59, and now there are other 59 pieces of meat in the kedera, so now it's 60 to 1. Now it's 60 to 1. And now 60 to 1 is batel b'shishim. That's the simple pshat of that the chal is min haminyan. So it's bottle. Well, but the Gemara is going to tell us another chiddush on Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis.
What is that? Which page?
Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis. Let's find what page that is. Let's find it right here. On page 4. So this is a fascinating Gemara here. Look on the Rav Yitzchak. The first word on the line is Rav Yitzchak. Came into Omer Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Misharshir Kal Atzmo Osir. Shavu Rabban Kechaticha Derevela. So what does it mean, Kechal Atzma Aser? It means that a fascinating thing. Because what's the halacha? If you have milk, right? And a pot, a chulin pot. A fleshik chulin pot. Right? And it's full of meat, this chulin pot. But the shishim, right? So once your shishim of meat connected the milk, every piece of meat is mutter. Every single piece is mutter. Because it's 60 connected the one unit of chalav. 60 to 1 is batel b'shishim. So you could eat every single piece of meat. But by kachal, there's a fascinating chiddush. And that is that the kachal itself, even though we said before, according to the Rashba, is one unit, and then you need only 59 other units, so it's 59 and 1 is 60, so it all should be mutter. Even the basar hakachal should be mutter. Right? But we say no, that the basar of the kachal, even though it's mitzarif to the other 59, you can never, and once it's mitzarev, that means it's all batel. And everything should be mutter, as we said. But by kachal, there's a special chumrah that since the milk was in the pouch for so long, it's going to always taste. You see, the whole idea of shishim is that it dissipates within the shishim and you can't really taste the milk anymore. But here you'll always be able to taste it a little bit because it was in the pouch for so long. Rashi says, So therefore, we always aser midrabanan say, will always aser the kachal itself. So it's a funny thing. You can't eat the kachal, but the rest of the meat you could eat, and you only will be able to eat it even in a situation where you only had 59, because the kachal will count towards the 60th, but you still won't be able to eat the kachal. So that's a fascinating idea. That the kachal atzmo is min haminyan. So usually if it's min haminyan, then it's with the other allies. You know, it's with the meat. And then it's 60 against 1. So everything should be mutter. But it's a special din that the kachal atzmo is always aser. So you can never eat if you cook the... So the kachal atzmo is going to be aser. So the kachal, even though it's going to be, it's mitzdarif to mevatel the milk. But the chachamim made it as a chatichas issa. Okay, so then the next stage is to understand now what happens if after you did this, the shishim, the kachal falls into another kedera. But that's going to take me time to explain it to you clearly. So we're going to stop now. We'll have the next shiur in a couple of minutes. We'll take a little break. And we'll start around 11 the next year on Pikuach Nefesh. So, and as soon as we finish Kachal, then I'm going to give you a little break and so you can do Chazara, and then we're going to have a Bechina on the first half of Basa Becholov, and then we'll continue the second half of Basa Becholov. But I don't want to rush into to finish off the Kachal now, because if I rush it, you're not going to fully understand it. So this way we did the Yesodos that we did today, of understanding the minug, of what it's all about, the minug, and the concept of bittel, and that the kachal atzmo is min haminyan, but the kachal atzmo is still also to eat, which is contrary to what normally a halacha would be, because normally if you're on the winning side, 60-1, and you're on the 60 side, it's all mutter. The issur doesn't infiltrate you. Because this is the one exception that, since it had that milky taste in it from before, it's going to be similar. All again, midrabanan, obviously. This is all an old derabanan thing here, but it's contrary to what we ever find in halacha. Because once something is batal b'shishim, then you can eat everything. But the chal atzmo min haminyan is a special chumrah that they made specifically by kachal. Okay, so we'll have a break now, and then we'll continue with the next year around 11 o'clock.
What packet are we doing in Pikuach
Nefesh? So I redid packet tests, was redone with all the missing pages, so we can go back to packet tests of Pikuach Nefesh.
Thank you.